Well, thank you, Brother Dixon. What a blessing it is to be here in the service tonight. I appreciate the opportunity, the invitation to come and be here. We were in this fellowship, this particular meeting, several years ago. I was able to come on a Saturday morning, be in the service. It's been some time ago, and we enjoyed that time. I think the last time Brother Dixon invited us some years ago, our schedule wasn't able to come because of where I was at the week before, and just couldn't get in and get here from where I was at, too far away. But I appreciate the opportunity to be here in these days, and thank the Lord for His blessings upon us. And I do need your prayers, the Lord, to help us tonight, that I might proclaim and preach His message as He'd have us to tonight. If you have a Bible with you, I want to read from Exodus chapter 33. The book of Exodus, chapter number 33. I want to begin reading there with verse number 21. Exodus chapter 33, verse number 21. We'll read the remaining part of the chapter. Just three verses there. Then I want to preach from that passage, the Lord being my helper. You that know the worth of prayer would ask you humbly and sincerely to pray for us, that the Lord might speak to us and through us from His Word tonight. Exodus chapter 33, verse number 21. The Bible said, "And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. It shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen." Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we want to thank you tonight for the service thus far, your wonderful presence among us. I thank you, Lord, for these men of God that have been honored tonight. Lord, I appreciate their life. And Lord, I thank you for their sacrifice and their service for you. I appreciate, Lord, the fact that we live in a nation that we enjoy this freedom to be here tonight. I thank you for the liberty, Lord, that we've had to worship tonight. Thank you, dear Lord, for that that's already been done. And I appreciate the Word of God that you have preserved to this generation, the portion you've directed our heart to. I pray now that you'd help me as I endeavor to preach. Would you have mercy upon me? Would you have mercy upon these dear people that await my words? And may, Lord, for a few moments now you hide us in the cross. Let me lose sight of myself. Would you immerse my mind, my heart, my spirit in the Word of God, the will of God, and the ways of God? Give us unction and utterance tonight. Oh, dear Lord, would you preach through us the message that you won't proclaim to this congregation tonight? Would you work that work in all of us that only you can do? I pray, Lord, tonight the Word of God can go forth from these lips of clay in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. I pray you'd prepare our hearts to receive the message. I pray, God, you'd give us hearing ears, receptive hearts, and obedient spirits. Would you awaken sinners to their need of you and bring them to you, dear Lord, tonight? Draw them to you, Lord, with cords of love, and they in repentance and faith. Lord, trust you tonight as their Lord and Savior. Would you stir up the saints? Lord, would you speak to that one that's cold and indifferent, and that one that's indifferent tonight, that one that's discouraged, that one that's weak? Oh, dear Lord, tonight, that one that's under great burdens, that one that's fighting great battles. I pray, Lord, tonight we can leave here bettered by being here. Lord, would you speak to us now and through us from the Word of God? May we glean and gather that would bless and benefit our lives. Lord, above everything that's accomplished tonight, may your name be glorified and magnified among us. Lord, what you're pleased and privileged to do in and through and for us, we'll thank you. We'll praise you for ask everything in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Thank you for standing tonight. I simply want to preach out of this verse number 21 tonight. When the Lord says to Moses, there is a place by me. There is a place by me. Have you ever wanted a place? Have you ever looked for a place? Have you ever needed a place? The Lord said, there is a place by me. Here in our text tonight, Moses had just faced a crucial point in the life that he was living for the Lord, the ministry the Lord gave him, the leadership the Lord had, position the Lord had put him into. He had just faced a terrible crisis, unlike anything up to this time. As he was on the mountain with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights, the people down below, my friend, turned their hearts away from the God that had brought them out of Egypt and had safely led them unto this Mount Sinai. As Moses was there on the mount, getting the oracles of God, the commands of God, the two tables of stone written by the finger of God, as he was getting the blueprint for the tabernacle that God wanted to build in the wilderness, as he was there, my friend, and God speaking to him, the people turned quickly out of the way. The Lord spoke to Moses and told him to get down, get off of the mount, and deal with the people because they had turned quickly out of the way. When Moses got to the camp, he was astonished at what he saw. He was amazed at what was going on among this people. This people that had witnessed the great power of God as he judged the 10 gods of the Egyptians, and then with a mighty hand brought them out of Egypt's bondage. This God that had parted the Red Sea and let them walk by, my friend, on dry ground, and then turned around and, my friend, drowned Pharaoh and all of his army in that same sea. This God, my friend, had been a pillar of fire to them by night and a pillar of cloud by day. This people had turned from that God. Moses was astonished. Moses was perplexed. Moses was disappointed. Moses was disillusioned. And I believe Moses simply got angry. I believe Moses was disgusted. And he took those two tables of stone that God had given to him and written by God's own finger and cast them down when he come off of that mount down in the valley below. Of course, he ground the golden calf that Aaron had made to powder and made the people drink it cold. My friend, for those who were on the Lord's side to stand with him. And they went in and out. I did the Levites and killed 3,000 men. My friend. And Moses even interceded for this people and said, God, if you're going to block them out of your book, go ahead, block me out as well. Mama. But when we reach chapter 33, God gives instruction to Moses how to lead this people on to Canaan. After this tragic and terrible event, after this thing that had happened, God said, I want you to get up now and go on to Canaan. One thing about it, though, he said, I'm not going with it. My presence is not going to dwell among you. I'll send my angel before you. He'll drive out your enemies. But I'm not going because you're a stiff neck and a stubborn people. Moses began to intercede to God. And he said, oh God, if you don't go with us, bring me not hither. If you don't go with us, I don't want to go either. Amen. Oh my. And as he, my friend, goes out to the tabernacle of the congregation that has been moved from the midst of the camp to the outside, my friend, God,
my friend speaks to him and talks to him. And he talks to the Lord there. And he says, Lord, if I'm going to take this people home to Canaan, I'm going to have you with me. You're going to have to show me the way. And you're going to have to show me your glory. Amen. It was the glory of God that had brought Moses up to this point. It was him getting a glimpse and seeing the glory of God in the burning bush in Exodus chapter 3 that enabled him to go to Egypt and bring them out. And now to this point, but he said, I've got them this far, but if I'm to take them the rest of the way, I need a fresh glimpse of your glory. I need to see again your greatness and your goodness. Oh, yes. Oh, the Lord said, well, you can't see my face and live. But he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. Hey, God. He said, there's a place by me. Thank God for that place by him tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. I want to say, first of all, tonight, there's a place by him where we can see his glory. Amen. Oh, he doesn't share his glory with any of us. Not any of us will ever share the glory of God in this fleshly body or in this tabernacle. Oh, for Corinthians reminds us that no flesh can glory in His presence. But yet God allows us to see His glory. Amen. And Moses said, that's what I've got to see. I've got to have a fresh kindling. A fresh fervency. A fresh desire. Amen. I've got to look beyond what I'm seeing now. I've got to see something different than what my eyes are beholding every day. I've got to see something that's not earthly, but that is heavenly. Amen. And he said, therefore, show me your glory. Amen. And the Lord said, that's possible. Thank God, for there is a place where I can show you my glory. There's a place, thank God, a lot of places tonight. Thank God, Abraham came to the place where he was to sacrifice Isaac. Oh, the Roman soldiers came to the place where they were to crucify the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me? But I'm glad there's a place that's literally beside the Lord. That's by Him. That's near His heart. Hallelujah. Woo! A place, first of all, to see the glory of God. You see, in order to carry out the work of God, to finish the ministry of the Lord, you have to envision the glory of God. Amen. If you only go by what you see out of people, if you only go by what you hear out of people, if you only operate on what they do or don't do, you will not be able to ever reach Canaan, ever get to the promised land, ever to find complete victory. But if you can ever see the glory of God, it will empower you and enable you, thank God, to go on to the place that God intends for you to be. Fullness and victory. Amen. Oh, he said, there's a place by me. And Moses needed a place. He didn't have one. Though he was in leadership, amen, as far as a place, thank God, among the people, oh, he was on the outs. The people had turned away from the God he was trying to follow. Amen. His own brother Aaron had made the golden calf. His minister Joshua, I was too young. I'd understand really what all was going on in the camp. So there was not a person that Moses I could walk up to and stand beside and say, this is a good place. Hallelujah. This is a place of help. This is a place of encouragement. This is a place of strength. Amen. This is a place of direction. Amen. Oh no. He was left to himself. And he said, God, after I've seen the sinfulness of the people and the slightness of your people, I must see your glory if I'm to go on.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Oh my. I think what Moses was saying, Lord, it's going to take more than me just reminding myself of what I saw down in Egypt. Amen. Because I have run upon things that I have not run upon before. I have encountered things that I didn't know was there. Amen. I'm alarmed and amazed at the response of the people. At the apostasy that they slipped into. I'm amazed how Aaron has turned from you. I'm amazed at Joshua. It's not grown spiritually enough. And so God, I must have a place. I must see your glory. Hey. Oh, if I'm to finish the job. And the Lord said to him, come on up here. There's a place by me. Amen. If there's ever revival again in our churches, if there's ever, thank God, help in our homes and in our hearts, it'll not be from looking right to left or forward or backward. It'll come from looking up. It'll come when we get a fresh glimpse of His glory. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah.
Woo!
Bless His name. Hallelujah. Oh, these dear men that stood tonight. Thank God. I've heard every one of them. Thank God, Brother Dixon, more than the other two men, because I've spent more time and preached around him more than the other brethren. But every one of them, I've heard talk about times, what God brought them through, miracles and manifestations. Thank God, in their life. But can I say, brethren, thank God, it inspires me. It encourages me. It helps me. But above all of that, I say, I to lead this church generation on. I say to get this crowd on the Canaan. We need to see the glory of God again.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. Bless His name. And Moses said, let me see your glory. And God said, there's a place by me where you can see my glory.
In spite of the people worshiping the golden calf. In spite of Aaron's betrayal. In spite of Joshua's failure to understand, there's a place by me where you can see the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
To see the glory of God would entail all the goodness and all the greatness of God. Amen. And Hebrews 11 said, He endured, speaking of Moses, seeing Him who was invisible. Anybody listening tonight? Hallelujah. You can only endure this journey. You can only endure this trip. You can only endure the disappointments and the discouragements if you see the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. When he said, show me thy glory, he was saying, I want you to show me the way. That's what he said in verse 15, 14. Show me thy way. I don't know how to come on from here. You showed me your glory in the burning bush. I went to Egypt and got them. And you said, if you deliver us, and we worship on this mountain, and we've done that, but I don't know the way, the rest of the way. You're going to have to show me the way. But if I can see your glory, then I'll understand the route I need to take. I'll understand what direction we need to go in. Woo! Oh, not only show me your way, but if you'll show me, thank God, your weight. Show me how much you weigh. Show me how big you are. Hallelujah. Lord, my problems are big. Amen. Oh, my failure. Thank God is large. For you see, Moses could not only look at those around him and see where they missed him and where they missed the mark, but he had to look at his own hand as he had thrown down at the tables of stone. And he said, God, I'm disappointed. And this is weighing heavy on me. Hallelujah. But show me your glory. Show me your weight. Show me how big you are. And God, you're bigger than our problems. You're bigger than our misunderstandings. Hallelujah. Oh. And he said, on top of that, will you show me your wealth? You'll show me your glory. You'll show me your wealth. You'll show me how rich you are. Amen. We're poverty stricken. Hallelujah. Oh. We took nothing into Egypt. We brought nothing out except what you touched the Egyptians about and let us spoil them. We don't have nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. And what you touched us with, how to bring out of Egypt, how that you wanted to use in the tabernacle, we turned around and used it, how to worship an idol God. So we're poverty stricken. But oh, would you show us your wealth? How would you show us how rich you are? Lord, you're rich in mercy. You're rich in grace. Hallelujah. You're rich in love. You're rich in long suffering. You're rich in power. Woo! Oh, yes. Hallelujah. There's a place by me, Moses, where I can show you my glory. I believe Moses beheld that glory. Hallelujah. What do y'all think? Well, we do know he got, amen, another set of commandments, tables of stone. We know he got the blueprint to the tabernacle. We know he got all the other various ordinances and commandments that God gave him. Amen. And we do know when he come off of that mountain, unbeknownst to him, and got close to the camp, and got after the second 40 days, as he started in the camp, everybody got to shine off from him. Hallelujah. Everybody got to looking at him and saying, oh my goodness. Hallelujah. What's the matter with you? His face was glowing. His face had a shine. What was it? Hallelujah. He saw the glory of God. He'd been around the glory of God. Hallelujah. If you ever see his glory and get around his glory, you'll not have to wear a t-shirt or put a bumper sticker on the car. It'll show up on you. Woo! But the individual and the Christian of a church that has God's glory upon them will be the last ones to know it. Hallelujah. They won't understand why everybody looks at them like they do. But all that glory of God will change us. Oh, and that's what we need to see again in this church generation, is to see the glory of God. And there's a place by Him tonight where we can see His glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Secondly tonight, Not only did he say there's a place where you can see the glory, but he said there's a place where you can be sheltered. Amen. The Lord said to Moses, there's a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon the rock. And while my glory passes by, I'll put you into the cleft of the rock. Amen. And will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. That's divine overshadowing. Amen. That's divine refuge. Amen. That's a hiding place. Or as I'm preaching it tonight, it's just a shelter. Amen. Aren't you glad tonight there's a place by Him where we can be sheltered? Oh, thank God tonight. I'm glad we're sheltered in the cleft of the rock. I'm glad there's a hiding place. There's a refuge. Thank God in the rock of ages. Amen. Can I remind you of a couple of verses tonight? Hallelujah. Oh my. Psalms 27:5. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Amen. Psalms 31:20. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of men. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Isaiah chapter number 25 verse 4, thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. We think often of that shelter as being that shelter from the storm. And thank God the saved tonight are sheltered in the rock of ages, in the cliffs of the rock. Hallelujah. And the coming world storm, how that'll sweep this whole world. I'm glad we're saved from the wrath to come. We're sheltered. Hallelujah. But not only that, we're sheltered, thank God, from the storms that come our way in our life. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, and there's no storm that He's not the eye storm. There's no storm, thank God, that He doesn't have in His control. Are you listening to me? And no storms that would destroy or defeat us or discourage us. And that He always hides us. And that He always shelters us in the cleft of the rock. There's a place by Him where we're sheltered from the storm. May I say to you tonight, not only is there shelter, amen, from the storm, Moses needed that shelter from the things that were going on around him. The pride of men. Hallelujah. The tongues that would not cease. Are you listening to me? Amen. Oh, Moses said, Lord, I need a place where I can get away from it all. And the Lord said, I know where that's at. It's by me. And I'll shelter you. Woo! I know where's the sanctuary. Whoa! I know where's the place from the craziness of the world. Hallelujah. Woo! Anybody listen tonight? And if Lester Roloff, that died in the late 80s, I God made this statement before his death, and he said, America, I God, it's an insane asylum, and it's being run by the inmates. If that is true, before he died, how much worse are we tonight? But I'm glad I know of a place where you can be sheltered. Woo! When the things of life, thank God, discourage and batter. And when the things of life put your mind in a whirl and you don't know which way to look, when emotions run amok, when you don't understand why folks are doing this, I'm not doing that. I'm glad there's a shelter. Thank God is the rock of ages. I'm glad there's a shelter. Woo!
In the cleft of the rock. Amen. Hallelujah. And Moses had absolutely nobody to share his troubles with, to help him bear his burdens. Hallelujah. He couldn't talk to anyone. There was nobody there. Hallelujah. But the good Lord said, come on back up this mountain. Hallelujah. And I've got a place beside me. Are you listening tonight? Hallelujah. There's a place by me to see my glory. There's a place by me where you can be sheltered. I want to say tonight, there's a place. The Lord said to Moses, there's a place by me where you can stand. Hallelujah. There's a place by me, and I'll make you stand on the rock. And then when my glory starts passing by, hey God, I'll hide you in the cliffs of that rock. My hand will overshadow you. My hand will be over you. Amen. And when my glory passes by, then I'll take away my hand. And you'd watch me as I go away, as I walk away. Amen. Are you listening to me tonight? Hallelujah. But there's a place by me where you can stand. Can't stand by Joshua. Can't stand by Aaron. Can't stand by the people that worship the golden calf. Hallelujah. Oh my. Don't even look like Moses. You can stand by yourself. Because you've been a failure too. But he said there's a place where I'd make you stand. Anybody listen to me tonight? A place where you can stand. Well, bless his name. Thank God. The old song says, speaking of being in Christ tonight, oh, what a standing is mine. I'm glad tonight as believers we have a standing. That is, we have a right relationship with God. Amen. Oh, we're in good standing with Him. Hallelujah. As sinners, we were on the outs with God. As sinners, we were enemies by our wicked works. Amen. As sinners, we were the children of wrath by our nature. Hallelujah. But because of the cleft of the rock, because of the blood that was shed, because of those nail pierced, thank God, hands and feet, and broken side, and that there's a place how to stand with God and be declared righteous and be declared forgiven. Amen. It's a right standing. Hallelujah. But it's not just a standing for our position, but there's a standing for our pilgrimage. There's a place of right fellowship. There's a place of communion. Hallelujah. Moses, if you can't tell anybody else your troubles, I'd like to hear them. Amen. And Moses, if you're discouraged, full of doubt, thank God, and fear what tomorrow holds, there's a place by me. Hallelujah. And when you get here, you can stand. Hallelujah. You can have a right standing. Amen. I'll commune with you. I'll let you commune with me. I'll fellowship with you. I'll let you fellowship with me.
Amen.
And there's nothing any more sweeter than that privilege tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless His name. Oh, I'd hate to do without your fellowship tonight. Amen. I'd hate to be deprived of your fellowship. Hallelujah. Because many of you have helped me bear burdens. And I feel like we walk together down the road of life. Hallelujah.
I'd hate to be deprived of your fellowship tonight. But if I was to be, and I had to be tonight, I could still make it if I could stand by Him.
Yeah.
And you can make it if you didn't have to stand by me. But oh, none of us can make it if we don't get to stand by Him. But I'm glad there's a place by me, He said, where you can stand.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Hallelujah. Bless His name tonight. There's a place tonight. But what I like is what He said, there's a place. We can shout all night over the place, but more importantly than the place, He said, there's a place by me.
Amen.
Not just any place, there's a place that's right here, close to where I'm at. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm wondering tonight, is there people in this audience tonight? Is there individuals in this service tonight that are needing a place by Him tonight? Is there a sinner in our midst tonight that's never plunged beneath the crimson flow, that's never had your sins washed white in the blood of the Lamb? The only place you can find that is by Him tonight. This altar is a good place to lay your head and weep and cry and others pray with you. But that's not the place where you're saved. The place is when you get by Him. Through repentance and faith. Is there people in the audience tonight, saints, that their situations have arose in your life? Things happened while you were basking in the blessings of God on the mountain that took place, that so alarmed you that it caused you even to almost forget all those blessings that you had on the mount with the Lord. I'm going to say, preacher, nothing could ever happen to me that would rob me of my past experiences with God. You better sell on, friend. There's some things that can shake your faith down to the very bottom. Oh, tonight, what is it that's happened in your walk with God, in your life for the Lord, that you tonight need to find that place that's by Him? He's an accessible God tonight. He's an available God tonight. Moses, for the life of him, did not see how he could pursue the journey and lead the people with all that had happened and now without God's presence being in the midst. Finally, the Lord said, okay, Moses, if you want me to go, I'll go. And on top of that, there's a place by me. Oh, you're listening tonight. Where you can see my glory. Where you can be sheltered from the storms of life. And where you can stand regardless of what has went on with you. Do you hear the Lord saying to you tonight, dear friend? Do you hear the Lord speaking to you tonight, dear friend? In the midst of your sorrow, in the midst of your surprise, in the midst of your suffering, in the midst of your disappointment, do you hear the Lord saying, there's a place by me?
He's inviting you tonight. Would you come to Him? Everybody stand across the building. As the dear brother plays, sings, whatever he chooses tonight, as a song of invitation, if you feel that need and that burden of prayer, I wonder, would you come tonight? There's a place. There's a place by me.
There is a place that's dear to me. It's where the Savior set me free, and His Spirit came to live within my heart. To me that place, it's holy ground, 'cause it was there,
is it where with your soul,
His
your
sweet
heart
love I found. In that place,
do you need that, to find that place
is ever
him
dear
He welcomes
to
you
me.
There. He invites you there.
I haven't seen that place in years, but in my mind, the picture is clear. I still remember it. Like it was yesterday. In that little church,
defeated
where the faithful few prayed with me
by the world
till I prayed through. In that place that is ever dear to me.
Don't know who to talk to or what to say.
It's dear to me.
Don't know who to stand by. Who to ask for help.
So dear to me.
Don't want anybody to understand how you're feeling.
That special place where the Lord's grace fell on me.
Come on, back up this mountain.
If I live to be 99, I will still recall the time and that place will be ever dear to me.
There's a place by me where you can be comfortable.
It's dear.
There's a place by me where
you
can be controlled.
So dear to me, that special place where the Lord's grace and glory fell on me. If I live to be 99, I will still recall the time. And that place will be ever dear to me. There is a place that's dear to me.
Close to you tonight.
It's where the Savior set me free. And His Spirit came to live within my heart.
From heaven's world to grown
to me that place is holy ground, 'cause it was there His sweet love I found. In that place that is ever dear to me. It's dear to me. It's still dear to me. That that special place where the Lord's grace and glory fell on me. If I've lived to be 99, I will still recall the time, 'cause that place will be ever dear to me.